Guinea pig train. A very warm welcome to all of you here at the Djur Zoo. The guinea pig train will be leaving soon, but before it starts, I would like to ask everyone to keep one step away from the guinea pig track. They are shy animals, and if you stand too close to their path, they will stall and the guinea pig train will not be smooth, and one of them may even fall out in the congestion. Thank you very much for your cooperation. Let the guinea pigs go. Guinea pigs are native to South Africa. They were originally a food source, but only later did we start to breed them as pets. It can be seen that quite a few varieties have been created over the years. Here at Djur Zoo, you will mainly see English short-haired animals, but you can also see mop-headed ones, long-haired ones, and even bald guinea pigs. Let's look at its Hungarian name, sea pig, which is very interesting. Why do we talk about sea pigs when they don't like swimming and have nothing to do with pigs biologically? Its Latin name is Covia porcellos. The first half of it is derived from the Latinization of Caribbean Indian word cobaya, and the porcellos means piglet. In German, it is called Meerschweinchen. The Hungarian name is mirror translation of this, so it became a foreign word in Hungarian. Why exactly the words sea and pig are used in the composition is not officially clear. It is certain that, for example, the English language also agrees with the suffix pig, although taxonomically guinea pig is much closer to mouse, rabbit, rat than to pig. The name guinea pig is a good example of how different languages think. For example, the animal is called Indian rabbit in Spanish and Spanish rat in Flemish. Let's look at the word pig first. It is possible that they reminded those who named them pigs because of their whistling sound or their stocky build or gluttonous lifestyle, but it is also possible that they were named pigs for their gastronomic uses. If you keep guinea pigs at home, you know how loudly they ask for their food. They memorize and respond immediately to the sound of the door opening, and in our case, they have learned the rattle of the keys and the keeper's whistling in the hall, which marks the start of feeding, the start of the train journey. Guinea pigs are herbivorous rodent, so their primary food is grasses and weeds. We also need to keep the foods dry at home, as their teeth are constantly growing. If they have nothing to chew on, their teeth can overgrow, in which case the animal will be in pain and unable to eat, and will starve to death without veterinary intervention. They can also be given fruit, but only in moderation, as their high sugar content can lead to diabetes and obesity. Some vegetables can cause bloating and various digestive diseases, so you need to be careful about what you feed your guinea pig. Good nutrition also includes the vitamins it needs. What do humans and guinea pigs have in common? None of our bodies can produce vitamin C. Replacing this is important for the proper functioning of the immune system. It can be given in tablet form or as a liquid, but the simplest and most natural way is to feed them with vegetables with a high vitamin C content. So feel free to give your guinea pig some paprika. The guinea pig is a social animal, and this fact should be borne in mind, as well as proper nutrition if you want to keep it as a pet. We have to count with at least two animals, as they can die in their sad loneliness. We need to think about this when buying a cage and accessories before our guinea piglets arrive. The most suitable pairing is two females or neutered individuals kept together. Unneutered animals may have unintended reproduction, and fighting is common among males, So this type of grouping should also be avoided. Guinea pigs were not just food for humans. In its home country, it is a prey animal in the ecosystem. We also have to bear this in mind when keeping them as pets, no matter how we approach or touch them. The more we engage with it, the more we can gain its trust. Our piglet, as a typical prey animal, will sleep very little. It's active for 20 hours a day, so if you see your guinea pig sleeping, you can be sure it feels safe with you. In closing, I would like to tell you about a cute feature called popcorning. When excited, they tend to hop happily on all four legs, turning 180 degrees in the air, and when several guinea pigs do this at the same time, it's like popping corn. Thank you for your kind attention. Our guinea pig train has reached the station. Let them have their breakfast or dinner. Our daily program of attractions can be viewed on the information boards located at the arena entrance, opposite the entrance to the playhouse hall, and at the main entrance. Stay with us for the rest of the day. Thanks again for joining us, and we wish you more fun at the Jersey Zoo.